I am originally from Somalia, and I've lived in the United States for 12 years. Two of my brothers and I came first, and then my mom came. She was held back. She came a year, 2 year, almost 2 years later. So it was just my brothers and I. And the hardest was getting to work. And they got us a job, so we had to ride with people that were, charging us a lot of money. But eventually we bought a car. So when we bought the car, that was like, this is good. Even though I didn't know how to drive, and I was like telling my brothers, teach me how to drive, and they were like, no, just no, not now, not now. And I'm like, I bought this car too, so if you don't teach me how to drive, I'm just gonna run it to the wall if you don't do it. So I just had to threaten them, and then they ended up teaching me. My mom, when she came, it was hard for her. It was hard for her to adapt to everything, so she would cry all the time. And that's when my aunt came, and she comforted her. And because my mom is used to being in charge of everything, and seeing her children, being in charge of everything, it just kind of made her, like, drove her crazy. She just felt like she had no control over anything. She felt like she didn't know where to go. And she just felt like it was just complete culture shock for her. She raised us. She never remarried. She did this. She raised seven kids by herself. And then coming here, I think we felt like she had to relax and, don't worry about it. We're working. You don't need to work. But her being that person, it was just like, she was like, no. She even tried to learn how to drive. I paid for her driving school. She took the test once. She failed the reverse. And she was like, no, I'm done with this. I'm not doing anymore. So when we asked her, like, what is really, like, why do you not want to drive? Honestly, why? She says her mind wanders. And she hears a loud bang, or like she gets stressed or something like that. The war is, her mind is still there. And I'm like, okay, I get it, So she's like, it's not safe for me to drive anyone, or for me to ask someone to teach me, because, she's like, I can't focus. It's too much for me. Like, when I came here, I didn't feel like I had to be scared of anything. Versus there, where, yeah, you're in a refugee camp, you're supposed to be protected by the UN or whoever, or the government. But people get, women get raped, people get killed in the refugee camp by the locals, and no one did anything about it. So you can't really do, you can't go anywhere in the middle of the night if you want to get up and go somewhere. But coming here, I worked any kind of shift, graveyard. I would get off work midnight, 1 o'clock, and I still feel, felt safe. So that's one of the best things, that I don't have that fear of, is someone gonna attack me or rape me or something. If you say you're a refugee or you came from a refugee camp, people feeling sorry for you, like you have some kind of a disease or something, like a victim. I don't want to be seen as a victim, so I don't really talk about coming from a refugee camp, because I don't want someone to look at me and say, oh, you're from a refugee camp? Like, so you lived in a tent? No, I lived in a normal life. We had to adjust. I went to school. I had a scholarship. I went to Catholic school, boarding school. It's not just because you came from a refugee camp, you're not damaged or anything like that. We're just like anybody else. But, we don't have a country. that we can, I mean, we have a country that we can claim, but it's not, it's hard to understand someone who's here. It's hard for them to understand. They think that, oh, you're a refugee, you have nowhere. You're just basically nobody. People want to put you in a box and you have to stay there. And I'm like, why? I can do anything. Why do I need to be subscribed to one thing? And I have to be just one thing. I can be whoever I want to be. I'm going to go wherever I want to go. It was a decision that I made. I said that every year I'm going to go somewhere, somewhere new. I want to see different, even if it's within the States, I want to see different cities, different states. So if I could take a road trip to every state, I would do it, you know? I'm like, I just never had someone to go with me. And I'm like, come on. So even if you ask my mom now, she would say, yeah, she's ready to go always. And people are like, why do you want to go there? Like, why do I need a reason? I want to go there. I want to see what it's like. And I'm always looking for adventure, something new. I am proud of that I can be my own person and do what I want to do without being held back or feeling like, oh, you know, you're a woman or a girl. You can't work at this place, or you can't go somewhere, or you can't, like, without any restriction. But I was going to school for OT, occupational therapy, and because I've been in the field for so long, and I loved doing what I was doing. I love working individuals with developmental disability, and my nephew has autism, so it's very close to me. So that's what I wanna do. Or maybe work with refugees, I don't know. Anything to do with helping people. In a refugee camp, you just wait. You wait and wait and wait. People wait for 20 years, nothing happens. People have kids in a refugee camp, and their children have children. When they come here, it's a relief that they can finally do something with their life. Because in a refugee camp, you don't know what's gonna happen tomorrow. So you can't really depend on being there. You have to always be ready to be kicked out. Like, this government can say, I don't want these people here. They have to leave, and then where are you gonna go? So coming here, it's home, it's hope, it's everything. I've heard that a lot of people think that these people come here just to get food stamps or take our jobs or something. And that's not the case. A lot of the people, like my family, we are not on food stamp. We were not on food stamp. We were on food stamp for the first 3 months. And Medicaid, and after that they cut us off, and it's fine. I don't really want to be on food stamp. I want to work for what I want to, you know, for my daily living. So it's but they're just like anybody else, looking for a better life, you know, a home.